So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. And everything we're talking about today, again, if you go onto our social channels, onto Instagram at News Talk FM or at Cuddihy Kieran, you'll find a link to Aisling talking about some of them and how to put them together. But Aisling, I mean, what are we talking about? I can see what's in front of us, and I would find it hard now to work out the link.
Yeah, I know. And I'm delighted about that.
Because okay.
That is the one thing I want to show today is the versatility of this ingredient. We're talking about potato. We're not talking about potatoes. We're talking about leeks.
Okay. Because you didn't think of potato leek soup. See how they go hand in hand.
Think of potato and leek soup, because that is my stalwart when it comes to leeks. It's always potato and leek soup. So we're talking about leeks. They are seasonal at the moment. They're really hardy. They grow really well in Ireland. They're so plentiful. And I think as kind of home cooks, like, we do get stuck in that rut of potato and leek soup, and I'm not really sure what else to do with them.
Yeah.
Whereas you go to a restaurant and leeks are on the menu, and leeks kind of elevate things. They kind of make things sound a little bit more elegant, a little bit more swanky. So I'm trying to do that today, where we harness the kind of the nutritional power of them, sustainability of them, and then get us to figure out really delicious ways to cook them at home.
They're good for us.
Really good for us. So there's tons and tons of research out there. I suppose going back to the flavonoids, the polyphenols, all of these, as we talk about every week, those anti-inflammatory foods. So it's linked to cholesterol, it's linked to heart disease, cancer. So it's about like reducing inflammation in the body, as well as vitamin B, vitamin K. So
okay.
They're really nutritious. I'm going to start you with something that I'm really excited about.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to send you over a bagel.
A bagel,
so
right.
The concept for this is that you rip, tear and dip.
Okay. Oh, right.
So there's this place in New York, very trendy, pop-up bagels. So they serve warm bagels every morning. And then you get this cream cheese and scallion dip that goes with it. So it kind of took a little bit of inspiration from that. And I was thinking, what if we do?
That's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. I think I've just kind of hit on a new little winner version of it. So if there's anybody out there, you know, might be something to latch onto. So this is cream cheese with garlic and herbs. So something like a boursin would work beautifully. I couldn't get boursin in the supermarket. So I actually used like just a really nice, I'll put up a picture. It's the Kerry Foods one. Kerrygold.
Yeah.
Garlic and herb one. And it's just a little bit creamier. So you know the boursin one is kind of aerated almost, really rich and creamy.
Yeah.
So this one is a little bit lighter like that. And then what I did, so I'm going to tell you the number one thing you need to take away from these leeks is how you cook them. So wash them, slice them, cut them into circles. Butter and oil. 1 teaspoon of butter, 1 teaspoon of oil, depending on your quantity. One tablespoon of butter, 1 tablespoon of oil if you're using larger quantities. Slice them up nice and thin. Put them in on a medium heat. Do not put them in hot. You don't want colour on your leeks. For most.
Don't want to brown them.
No, you don't. You want to keep them nice and white. So bring up that temperature going from medium to high. Toss them, coat them in the oil and the butter. And then there's something called a cartouche. So a cartouche is a very fancy French word for a circle of parchment paper. So all you do is put your leeks in the pan, take that sheet of parchment paper, sit it down, press it down so it fully covers them, and then you leave them sit, cooking away really nice and slow. Turn the heat down to low, maybe 10, 12, 15 minutes, turning them maybe every couple of minutes just to make sure they're not burning. That's how you get caramelized leeks. That is the basis for every single recipe I've brought you today.
Okay.
That's one batch of leeks converted into five.
So you're caramelizing them, you're really softening them up, but you're not browning them at
exactly.
all.
Okay. And you can, like, you can deep fry kind of strips of leeks and you get these really crispy kind of, it's an entirely different flavor and texture. But for this, you're releasing the sweetness. That sweetness then pairs with the bitterness and everything else that goes with it. Okay, where's your eye taking you next?
This thing here, what's this?
Okay, so this is chicken thighs with a creamy bean. So it's the leeks and a little bit of greens, and then you've got your creamy beans, and then there's a little bit of crispy pancetta on top.
Nice.
So again, start with onion and garlic in the pan. Caramelize those onions, just like I've said, and you do the onion, garlic, and the leeks like that. Let them cook really, really low and slow. And then at the end, kind of add a little bit towards the end, open your tin of beans. So you can use haricot beans, cannellini beans. These are just a tin of beans you buy and drain them. Put them in. So they're already cooked, so they cook down really quickly. Dollop in your cream into that, a little bit of mustard, a little bit of rosemary if you wanted it. Cook it low and slow. And then while that's happening, I took some chicken thighs, coated them in a little bit of flour, so a dusting of flour, put them on the pan and a little bit of oil. Got them crispy on the outside. And then here's the secret. You drop in a chicken stock cube or chicken stock pot, a little bit of water, put the lid on and let it braise.
Okay.
So steam is cooking. So you've got this crispy kind of bit on the outside, but then you've got this really soft and juicy. And when they come off the pan immediately, they are so flavorful. Like, I mean, you can get the flavor from the chicken. It's almost like this roasty chicken flavor, but it's really juicy.
Do you know what that is? That's like a wet and cold weekend food.
Yeah.
That's kind of snug food.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's eat from a bowl.
Yeah.
Comfort, kind of creamy. And I suppose the reason that we've done that is, like, we talk about eating 30 plants a week and the leeks will do that. But beans are one of those things. And we spoke about it, you know, even with polenta. We haven't had a need for those foods because we've had potato as our base for everything. And I love potatoes. But beans are so full of fiber, full of vitamin B. Like, they're good for us to kind of find an interesting way to eat them. So I think that one's next. I'm going to give you this one next.
Okay.
So
bread.
Cake, you know, it's really funny,
Kieran.
Yeah. I don't really have a name for these yet. So I kind of created them and then I was like, are they a flapjack? Are they a cracker? Are they a snacker? I'm
so
not
sure. You've got
really
butter
sure
on one. That would lead me to think that's this bread. Or
Yeah, it's a kind of cracker. So I'm going to talk you through it, right? My kind of concept for these came from if people love like that cheese and onion flavor at lunchtime, but you want to have something a little bit better that you could have with your soup. So these are those caramelized leeks, cheddar cheese, oats, two eggs. And then there's an ancient grain called amaranth. And amaranth pops. I'm going to put a video on my Instagram of this because it is, well, see, in my world, it's one of the funnest things I've ever seen. But you basically put them on a dry pan. You're like popcorn pop.
Yeah.
But they're these teeny tiny little grains. And they go instantly from like brown to white all across the pan. And they pop, 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 pop.
Okay.
I'm highly entertained by that. I'll put a video up. But it's the amaranth that's in there. And you can do the exact same thing with quinoa if you can't get amaranth. So again, it's getting in those whole grains, natural ingredients, really full of fiber, keeping you fuller for longer, but something that actually has loads of flavour in it at lunchtime. So that's those little guys.
That would go really well with that potato and leek soup now.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, or a creamy vegetable soup or something like
really
that.
Really nice.
Yeah.
They have a bit of kind of texture about them and they'll dip really, really nicely in the soup. So I really, really like those as an alternative, I suppose. And sometimes we rely, like I said, so much on onions, but leeks are such a more complex but more delicious flavour than just relying on onions all the time. Lasagna.
All right, let's go.
So, making a dairy-free lasagna is really, really...
No dairy in this.
No dairy. All dairy-free. And the dairy-free world has improved dramatically, even in 2 years. Like, it's a game changer as it is now. So, I'm going to... So, this is my creamy greens
that
lasagna.
That is delicious.
Do you like it?
Mmm.
So, I suppose, looking at that flexitarian way of eating, right?
I usually frown on anything that takes out dairy. You know that. You know my view on dairy.
I do. But you don't miss it in this, you don't?
No.
And it's because I've used some really smart replacements and I've tested so many ones over the years and I've done sauces with oat milk and they're just never quite right. So there's a cream. So there's a cream alternative that you can get. So what I've done is I've made the sauce on cream. So it's cream, it's Dijon mustard, and then I added pesto into that.
Yeah.
and just mixed it up like in a bowl, so didn't even heat it or anything. So sweated off my leeks, just like we said at the top, and then I popped in some kale, which I'd blanched off, chopped up, mm-hmm. some spinach, so you've got all those beautiful greens, toss those in pesto. So then your layers of your lasagna are your creamy sauce, which you said, you've got your greens, then I just chopped up a couple of bits of chicken fillets and fried them off, browned them off, put the layers of chicken in. Again, if you're doing this plant-based, just leave out the chicken and be vegetarian. Layers of fresh lasagna sheets, then my sauce, and then layer those up all the way through. And there's a new product. It's a cheese, and it's a dairy-free cheese, and it's quite new. It's much better than a lot of them that were ever on the market. And then there's as part of the sauce, there's a stracciatella, which is a vegan version of cheese. You can only get it in London even back like last year, so it's only in the last like couple of months that they've brought it into the supermarkets here. Okay. We actually had it last week. Did we have it last week? I think we might have had. So there's three key products that make
with our tomatoes.
Yeah. I think that maybe I didn't bring it. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, again, I'll put a picture up. But it's just like, for years of trying to develop a dairy-free lasagna, it's been so hard.
Yeah.
And to now have one that has all these beautiful greens in it. Yeah. Job done. Plate clean.
Yeah, I've nearly eaten a full bit of lasagna here. Full helping.
And I did actually bring you down the dish because sometimes I think there's something lovely about eating lasagna out of a dish.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit better, isn't it? Or you go back for that like last little bit before you wrap it up for the next day.
Always.
The best bit, isn't it?
I kind of try and make the cuts kind of smooth. That's what how I justify it.
Yeah. You're just leveling it up.
I'm make this symmetrical here.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're missing a slice before you know where you are. As a chicken lasagna, it's really lovely. As a lighter alternative to lasagna, it's gorgeous. As a really nice vegetarian option, because sometimes I think we get sick of the tomato-y, ratatouille-based lasagnas, because that's all that's been around for vegetarians
for years.
Well,
also, I think lasagna, it's also that I think a lot of people's kind of meals during the week will include a lasagna, but it'll also include a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
It might include a chili. It might include meatballs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes you realise kind of by the end of the week, I've had kind of ragu five times this week.
So it is. Look, it's a lovely alternative. And as a new vegetarian option and as a dairy-free option, it's really, really cool. My final offering to you, my friend, is pizza.
Pizza.
It's cold.
That's the only way to eat pizza.
Are you okay
cold
with that?
Cold pizza is better than hot pizza.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I love cold pizza.
Okay, good. You might notice there's a slice missing. I did have to eat one before I got here. It was kind of like quality control. So let me tell you, this is caramelized leeks, pancetta and buffalo mozzarella.
That's delicious.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I made the base, cooked it in my pizza oven, put the toppings on. But again, we never think to put leeks on a pizza. And they add a whole layer of sweetness to it, which is just
but again,
so good.
It's your caramelized leeks are gone on that. Same thing.
Totally. It's the caramelized leeks. That's what makes all the difference. So this recipe for the base, right, is 300 grams of plain flour and then 300 mils of water with one sachet of yeast, which is 7 grams, teaspoon of sugar. You basically mix the two of those up. I have a full video ready to go up online. And you make your base. So that quantity gets you 4 pizza bases. Roll it out. And then I have a pizza oven that cooks them in a minute and a half. So they're literally cooked in a minute.
That's all that cooked for?
In a minute and a half.
Wow.
Like from totally raw to totally cooked in a minute and a half. And it's lovely when it comes out. The cheese is all bubbly and the pancetta is really crispy and everything. Yeah. So it's delicious. So look, there's like 5 different ways to have leeks that are cheap, sustainable, easy, but just caramelize them first and then create something delicious.
Beautiful. As always. So as Aisling said, the detail of the pizza up on her social channels, you'll find Aisling Larkin on Instagram and elsewhere. And if you look as well on at News Talk FM or at Cudahy Kieran, we'll have some detail on what we talked about here as well. We'll get it up ASAP. Aisling Larkin will be back at the same time next week. Aisling, thanks a million.
You're very welcome.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.